last week, millions of Australians sat down to fill out the census. Their answers will become a vital source of data that will be used in the coming years. The data is going to be used for research that's going to help us learn more about the world that we are living in. Criticism, however, over the narrow focus of questions, including the exclusion of LGBTQIA and plus community, has many concerned for the future of this form of data collection. Now, out of Australia, an organisation dedicated to representing the LGBTQIA plus community is hosting their 30 Under 30 Awards this October, and they're recognising the unsung heroes of a community that is still fighting for recognition. Their message is one of hope and optimism for future generations to live in a progressive and inclusive Australia. Joining me today is Ezra Dixon from Out for Australia. Welcome to The Daily, Ezra.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you tell us a bit about what Out for Australia does for the LGBTQIA plus community?
Certainly. So Out for Australia's mission is to provide visible mentors, role models, thought leadership and targeted support to aspiring LGBTQI plus professionals, and to strengthen the sense of community among professionals and students. Our purpose is to champion authenticity in the workplace, mm-hmm. empowering Australia's LGBTQIA plus students and young professionals to thrive. We do this through our mentoring program, the largest LGBTQIA plus mentoring program in Australia, with almost 1,200 participants, as well as a wide range of events, both in person when we can and online,
great.
And our flagship 30 Under 30 Awards.
Fantastic. So your nominations are currently open for the 30 Under 30 Awards. Can you tell us a bit about what these, you know, what those awards are about and the kinds of people you're looking for?
Every year, Out for Australia's 30 Under 30 Awards celebrate the achievements of young LGBTQI plus people under the age of 30. Winners are chosen based on their tangible contributions to the LGBTQIA plus community, success in their field, and the qualities they exhibit as a role model. These awards champion the achievements of 30 incredible queer young leaders under the age of 30. Of these 30 winners, 5 are chosen for major category awards that recognise an exceptional advocate, student, young professional, community champion, and mentor. Nominations are open until the 2nd of September, and we're looking for queer young people between the ages of 18 and 30 who are making a difference in their chosen field, whether it's paving the way as a mentor, being resilient in their career, mm-hmm. or driving change in their community.
Fantastic.
We also want to capture...
We
also really want to capture the diversity of Australia's emerging LGBTQIA plus young leaders. So this year, we're particularly interested in hearing about nominees from regional and rural areas, trans and gender diverse identities, First Nations people, culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, mm-hmm. and people with disabilities, because we really want to shine a light on members of our community who are, you know, really making a difference and striving, you know, pushing through boundaries,
right.
Particularly in terms of intersectional identities.
Who was last year's winner, can I ask?
Definitely. So we had, like I say, 30 winners each year. And our winners last year included people such as Danielle Elliott-Tambi, Elsa Tewitt-Rosenberg, Hayden Moon, who was Student of the Year, Matika Little and Courtney Hagen, who mm-hmm. were Changemakers of the Year, Cedric Yuching Cheng, and Sophia Frentz, to name mm-hmm. just a few. So each of these winners and all the other winners were chosen because they reflect what the 30 Under 30 Awards are about. Mm-hmm. They're about making an incredible impact for in their chosen field or field of study, and they're demonstrating incredible resilience in overcoming barriers to participation and success and paving the way for other queer young people to follow in their footsteps.
Fantastic. And how can listeners nominate someone?
That is the easiest part. Just need to head over to our website at foraustralia.org. Mm-hmm. And it takes less than 10 minutes. It's quicker than deciding what to order on Uber Eats, as I say. You can find the nominations form either to nominate yourself or someone else on our 30 Under 30 2021 webpage. Mm-hmm. You can also just Google 30 Under 30 Awards OFA. I tried that this morning and it works. It should be the top link.
Great. All right. Wonderful. Well, Ezra Dixon, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's been a pleasure. That was Ezra Dixon from Out for Australia talking to us about their 30 Under 30 Awards, recognising upstanding young members of the LGBTQIA+ community. You can place your nomination on their website.